Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 97 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for June 5th is identify one instance of adversity you faced yesterday. Imagine how adversity can lead to incredible things for you in the future. Live today as if everything happening to you, including adversity, is leading you to greatness. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. I'm going to take a wild guess and say that the one instance of adversity you faced yesterday was not being stranded on a remote island by yourself for 4 years with a volleyball as your only companion. Do you know what movie I'm talking about? It's one of my favorite movies of all time. A movie that took over a year off in the middle of production so the main character could lose 50 pounds. A movie which features only one character and no dialogue for the entire second act, and doesn't contain any music until two-thirds of the way through. A movie that pulls at me emotionally more than any movie I've ever watched. It's Castaway, starring Tom Hanks. And when we compare 99% of the adversities we face on a daily basis, they don't come close to comparing to surviving a plane crash in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and being stranded with no food, no form of communication, and no human contact for 4 years. So if nearly everything Tom Hanks's character Chuck Noland faced in the movie isn't anything we normally experience, what can we learn from this movie? First of all, as a FedEx employee, Chuck was obsessed with time. Getting packages to their destinations in an efficient amount of time. He even said in the beginning of the movie, quote, "We live and we die by the clock," end quote. Ironically, Chuck's pocket watch, which was a gift from his girlfriend Kelly, stopped working on the island, and once it did, he had no way to tell time. But Chuck is a prime example of someone who found his identity through his work. He fulfilled the what and the where of his vision by fulfilling the what and the where for the packages he was responsible for. But Chuck is also a prime example that we don't always control our what and our where. And when his control of his what and his where were taken from him, all he had was who he was. Chuck had to transform himself physically, mentally, and emotionally in order to survive. But when he did finally make it off the island, those 4 years almost seemed easier to tolerate than the emotional adversity he had to endure when he returned home. And I will warn you that if you haven't seen the movie and don't want it spoiled, please stop listening right now and watch the movie before finishing this podcast. But if you have seen the movie, you know that when Chuck returns home, he discovers that Kelly, his girlfriend who he was planning on proposing to when he returned from the trip he was on when his plane crashed, has moved on with her life, married, and had a child. And even though Chuck and Kelly eventually reconnect and share that they were each the love of each other's lives, Chuck knows his integrity and chooses to live by his principles and tells Kelly that they cannot be together. It's probably one of the most heart-wrenching scenes I've ever watched, and no matter how many times I see it, the emotions that flood over me are tremendous. But let's look at Chuck's story through the lens of today's challenge. What if the adversity of losing Kelly was actually part of the story to allow Chuck to reach greatness and his full potential as a human being? What? Are you serious? Not being able to spend the rest of your life with the person who you say is the love of your life is a good thing? And this brings us back to one of the key points about having a vision as we write our own story. And that is, it is okay to have a vision of who we want to be. But ultimately, Writing our own story is about searching for and hopefully discovering who we were created to be. And that means taking some of the adversity in our lives and using it to discover that our plan for our life may not be the best plan for our life. So how about you? Can you identify one instance of adversity you faced yesterday or in the recent past? Can you imagine how adversity can lead to incredible things for you in the future? Can you live today as if everything happening to you, including adversity, is leading you to greatness? The ending of the movie Castaway is very ambiguous. We know that Chuck and Kelly do not end up together, or at least that's what we are led to believe. And the movie closes with Chuck standing at a crossroads in the middle of nowhere in Texas. So what becomes of Chuck? We're not really sure. And this is what each of our lives are every day. We're not 100% sure what's going to happen in the future. No matter how smart we think we are kidding ourselves if we think we really know. So does this mean what we do and who we are doesn't really matter? Not at all. What it means is we should follow Chuck's advice, as he contemplates what he's going to do after he realizes he has lost Kelly. He says, quote, "I've got to keep breathing, because tomorrow the sun will rise. Who knows what the tide could bring?" End quote. So today, as we encounter adversity in our lives, let's use that adversity to search for the full potential of who we were created to be. Let's take the pen in our hand and write our own story. And let's remember that writing our own story is not for self-expression and to fulfill our own selfish desires. If it were, then Chuck would have taken Kelly away from her husband and child. But it's not about self-expression. It's about self-donation and using our gifts, which sometimes we discover through the adversity in our lives, to make a positive impact on the people in our lives. And as teachers and coaches, we have a tremendous opportunity to make a difference in the lives of young people by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.